The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be mainly sunny, high today around 76. The short-term rental of property, known today as Airbnb, has become an issue of late in Kenosha due to complaints by some neighbors to a few of those properties where the renters have been causing problems. A proposed ordinance from Alderman Jan Mikowski would, among other things, require any person or vendor renting a property to have a license for each location and an available contact person who can respond to that site within an hour of any call about the property. There is also language in that proposed ordinance that would allow for license revocation and $500 a day fines. Kenosha's License and Permit Committee has it on the agenda, the last item this afternoon. That'll be followed right after that by the Public Safety and Welfare Committee. Residents of Racine County representing public, private, volunteer agencies will again be taking part in a comprehensive training program and exercise that deals with large-scale disasters. This will be at the Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland, next spring. The last time a group from Racine County took part in this community-specific integrated course, 1998, 77 city, county, community officials made the trip, led by Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack, who says the new group will hear from people who have gone through a large-scale disaster during their training sessions. And then they're going to be part of a two-day disaster drill designed by the instructors at EMI and based on what could actually happen in Racine County. He says he felt that after a gap of 18 years, 19 by the time they go, about the right time to take part in another training session.
There's only a couple people that are still in their positions that actually attended that training. And so with newer department heads and people that have never experienced it, it was a good time. You know, logistically, it's a lot to take that many people out. So it's not something that, you know, in my opinion, you know, we should be doing every year, every other year.
He notes the training is also intense and eye-opening.
It will expose a lot of people who have never been through this level of a disaster exercise the opportunity to realistically see what we could be up against if we had a major tornado, we had major flooding, a large train derailment, which resulted in the evacuation of a large group of people.
FEMA picking up the tab for the training, but for the participants' meal tickets, the event to go in May of next year. Sunday morning in Racine, fire caused about $3,000 damage to a home in the 900 block of Geneva Street. It began in a first-floor bedroom and, while quickly contained by arriving city crews, led to a significant amount of heat and smoke damage. A news release indicates that some of the occupants were asleep at the time the fire broke out. Everybody inside got out safely. How the fire began, still under investigation. And 9/11 should never be forgotten, nor should its lessons. The main message from the keynote speaker at the 15th anniversary event held last night at the Racine County Fairgrounds, Reverend Mark Jaramillo, serves as a firefighter chaplain.
I ask you, brothers and sisters, to let this memorial celebration provide all of us here in Racine County with a daily reminder to take nothing for granted. Appreciate our freedoms, count our blessings, strive to help our fellow Americans, and cherish our friends and family.
Jaramillo asking the crowd of close to 300 to also reflect on the selflessness and the courage displayed by the first responders. The Racine Landmarks Preservation Commission is meeting at 5 o'clock this evening in room 303 at City Hall. The agenda includes consideration of a letter to the Wisconsin Historical Society expressing the city's intent to apply for a 2017 grant for funding a citywide preservation plan, also a nomination to the National Register. Kenosha County Veterans Council going to have a POW MIA Day ceremony 5 p.m. Friday, September the 16th. It'll be at the Veterans Memorial by the fountain next to the Municipal Building on 52nd Street at the lakefront. An Iraq War POW will be talking about his experiences and the impact it had on his family. The public is encouraged to attend. Again, 5 p.m. this Friday, September 16th, Kenosha's lakefront. School board members in Eau Claire looks like they're ready to remind lawmakers in Madison about tax increases with a resolution on the agenda for tonight. Board president there says it's going to formally support the fair funding model for public education. This would have the state pay more for schools, but also allow school boards to push for even higher property tax increases than are currently allowed. New survey out suggesting business economists, well, they still think the economy is going to continue to grow over the next 2 years. Jan Johnson, though, reports they've also scaled back on their expectations.
The estimate from economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economists is that the gross domestic product will grow by about 1.5 percentage points this year. That's down from an earlier estimate of 1.8%, but well short of the 2.3% growth in the forecast for next year. The association suggests a less optimistic outlook for business investment is one reason. But it also mentions that an uncertain outcome for the presidential election could be weighing on economists' minds. I'm Jan Johnson.
And if you're into hunting bear, be advised, the anti-hunting activists are going to be out watching you. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has the Wolf Patrol to be in the woods, making sure hunters don't use dogs or bait the bears. Governor Walker did sign a hunter protection law earlier this year. The activists don't believe it's constitutional. Steam pipes are leaking, the floor plan not exactly conducive to current needs, and 44-year-old Wiley Hall at UW Parkside, one of the major buildings on the interconnected campus, not exactly falling down, but it does need some renovation. Chancellor Debbie Ford telling recently our Gateway Public Radio partners she hopes that the $35 million project they came up with will be included in the next state budget.
The Board of Regents approved this project again for the 2017-19 biennial budget, and we are very hopeful that it will be funded through the state process.
Wiley Hall houses the library, classrooms, computer labs, key administrative offices, and the Main Place Commons area. The last big construction project at Parkside, renovating and expanding the theater and music performance areas some 4 years ago. Over the years, the annual Fighting Bob Fest, named to honor the late Bob LaFollette, has grown to become one of the largest grassroots progressive gatherings in the country, and it's coming up again this Saturday at Bree Stevens Field in Madison. Scott Ross is executive director of the advocacy group One Wisconsin Now, says the Fighting Bob Fest will be, among other things, addressing the nation's leadership problem. One of the reasons for the ongoing success of the gathering, a lot of common interests that are being shared.
Who doesn't want a fair tax policy that rewards work and not necessarily if you inherited wealth? Who doesn't want to see people paid a fair day's wage for an honest day's work? Who doesn't want to see us do something about the $1.4 trillion, 43 million member strong student loan debt crisis?
Organizers of the fest indicate public participation in government's eroding, corporate politics have just too much influence on public policy, and that too many elected officials follow the party line instead of listening to what people are saying. If you're into fantasy football and you play the ESPN app, guess what? If you didn't notice, it crashed on the first weekend.
Millions of fantasy football players were in the dark for over 3 hours while ESPN's platform went down during the 9 early games on Sunday. The company says they resolved the back-end data access issue as quickly as possible, apologizing to all ESPN fantasy users while saying no teams, leagues, or rosters were impacted. Many took their anger to social media, including Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, who tweeted, "Seriously at ESPN Fantasy? This is not good. Opening day? Really? Hashtag fail." Fantasy sports is big business for Disney-owned ESPN with over 7 million unique users. I'm Joe Ramsey.
United Way of Racine County's annual campaign is underway. No dollar amount has been publicly mentioned as the goal, unlike in years past. The intent, though, is still the same, helping the community. A weekend kickoff at the Racine Architect Hotel and Conference Center on Highway 20, followed by a day of volunteer activity across the community. United Way President Rod Prunty updating the participants on building an educated workforce with a partnership with Racine Unified. Also said that fundraising is critically important, but, in his words, the success of United Way will be measured by the impact it makes towards its goals in the community, not by how much money is raised. This year's campaign chair is Susan Boland. There's more information at www.unitedwayracine.org. The Wisconsin Badgers, of course, upset LSU. That big win at Lambeau Field in Green Bay had some people suggesting, hey, maybe do more of that. But the businesses around Camp Randall Stadium would likely argue against it. That was one of the team's 7 listed home games for which those businesses make a lot of money before, during, and after. Benjamin Wilkie, the manager of Jordan's Big Ten Pub, tells the Wisconsin State Journal they count on those home games every year. And with LSU coming in highly ranked, it meant a lot of money lost. He says he would have liked a reciprocal arrangement for the Packers to play a preseason game at Camp Randall to make up for their missed game. Now, he understands it's exciting from a fan standpoint, but says for business, it's not the greatest. Chicago Bears fans might be a little bit depressed. They lost in the season opener to Houston, but they still have something to celebrate. According to a new survey of NFL fans about food, drink, and travel, the website Thrillist ranked Chicago number 6 on the list of all 30 cities in the league. San Diego was the number 1 city, dead last Green Bay. That claim by Thrillist, though, counters what many perceive to be a much more reputable website, Wallet Hub, which has Green Bay as the top football city. Racine Unified School Board's got a study session at 6 o'clock this evening, building one of the administrative services campus. The agenda includes the construction manager for the real school build-out, the performance contract for Jurstead Middle School, as well as the levy for that contract, and tracking the current budget. No action will be taken, though, by board members. In Kenosha, the Unified School Board has a special meeting at 5:15 this evening. That'll be in the Educational Support Center. It will continue discussion that began last week. The agenda calling for some more talk and possible action on the definition of a base wage for teachers, setting the minimum hiring wage for teachers effective July 1st next year. Also, the possible discussion about variables to be considered while developing the new teacher salary structure. 3.5-page agenda for the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee, which meets at 5 p.m. in room 307 at City Hall this evening, includes the needed transfer of $400,000 from this year's capital program to help facilitate the purchase of those solid waste collection carts that are needed for a semi-automated program to launch next summer. There's a request for either a reduction or the elimination of fees and charges to Racine County Prep Football. That request will likely be met with rejection based on past similar requests by other groups. And there's a closed session regarding collective bargaining with Local 67 and the Professional Employees Association. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation accepting applications for a new grant program designed to advance the climate of entrepreneurship across the state, open to nonprofits and communities for activities and projects that promote entrepreneurship and deliver key services and resources. Grants of between $10,000 and $100,000 will be available for activities. The grants have to be matched, though, by an applicant, and the program has to take place in 2017. The applications are due by the end of October. Details and additional information can be found online at inwisconsin.com/ESPILOT. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.